All right, you've been through a few of these Game 7s over the course of your career. Last year in Tampa, perhaps the best one of your career and your experience. But how do you describe the mood going into a Game 7 and just maybe how a Game 7 is different than other games in a series?
I mean, it's go home or continue to play. Obviously, it's a lot of emotional stuff going into this game. I mean, of course, you're always going to be a little bit nervous in a game like this. But, I mean, that's a part of the game. And I think this is what we play for. This is what's fun. When you have an elimination game on the line here, I think, I'm excited for the game tonight. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
There have been mixed results in Game 7s over the years. But can you take the experience from Tampa a year ago? And for you personally, maybe what led to that success with so much on the line that can potentially be in the back of your minds tonight against a relatively fresh Carolina Hurricanes team inexperienced?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new year, new opportunities, and I mean, it's a totally different team we're playing, and so I mean, we've been there before. We know what it takes to win a game seven. I mean, we need a 60-minute effort from every single one, and that's what we're going to bring tonight. I think we did a last year against Tampa, and you saw what happened. So if you just bring that tonight again, I think the odds are pretty good.
And so more recently, Game 5, last time back here at home, arguably your best game of the series. What allowed you guys to have that success, and what can you potentially take from that win over the weekend into tonight's game against the Kings?
No, I think at home we did our system the right way. I think in Game 6 we were working hard, but we were a little bit sloppy on our details, and that's something I think we did really well in Game 5. So that's definitely something we're going to bring in tonight, be really detailed all over the ice and continue with a hard forecheck. We've noticed when we put hard pressure, we get the puck back, so that's something we're going to just keep doing.
I was going to say, getting in on the forecheck, being physical, and just it seems it could be contagious, right? You have a good shift, maybe the next line comes out to get it going in waves, one shift after another. Is that maybe easier said than done, but that's the ideal?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're building momentum every time a line is out there, and having a good shift, it gives energy to the next line that's going to come on. And I think if we just keep doing like we did in Game 5, I think they're going to be tired and not going to be able to keep up the whole night. I mean, if you just do our routes properly and our system properly, we're in good spot.
I will leave you with this. Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, leaders of the team. We've seen great things from them over the years. This series in particular, what has impressed you with the two of them? Nicky's scoring goals. Ovechkin has been very, very physical. It seems the two of them have really done a lot of heavy lifting here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it takes. I mean, we need everyone. I think specifically those two guys have been sticking out for us. I mean, that's the time of the year when you have to ramp up your game. And I think physical game from Ovi, it's a lot of fun to see. And I mean, that's something everyone has to do. And that's something that's just going hand in hand in the playoffs. So a lot of fun to see that. And obviously, Nicky scoring a couple of goals and not only assist. I mean, it's a lot of fun to see that too. We need that from those guys, and I would just need everyone else to get on board and follow.
All right, two goals in Game 7 last year. We'll see what you got tonight. Appreciate it, Andre. Thank you.
Thank you.